is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
How's everybody doing?
I was only kidding, by the way. Okay, Coach, well, let's just go ahead and get into it. So, Calvary Day from last week, 27-7 on the short end. But I don't think the score is really indicative of how close that football game was, how hard your players played, and what you really showed for your football team going to Savannah with 26 kids, if I'm not mistaken, 7-7 at the half.
It was 7-7 at the half. I thought we had some opportunities. We missed a few in that first half. And then I thought we played hard all night long. We were pretty much outmatched going in. They had a huge offensive line. They had a lot of skilled kids. They're big, physical. They were fast. They had all the elements. But I thought our kids, we executed. We had our chances. We blocked a punt again. We stole 7 points. We talked about that, stealing 7 points. And I thought our kids did a good job in the first half. And then even in the second half, made a couple mistakes. But going into that fourth quarter, it was 20-7, and we had the ball going in on about the 15-yard line, and we made another mistake. And if we punch it in right there, it'd been 20-14, and it's a different ball game, probably about 5 minutes. I felt like momentum had shifted. Like we talked about it all week, just hanging around with the fourth quarter. If we could keep it close to the fourth quarter, I felt like we had a little bit of a chance. We wore on them, which is kind of weird that we got 26 kids and they got 60-something kids, and we wore them down a little bit in the fourth quarter, and we were executing really well, and then made a mistake and a turnover, and they got the ball, and it kind of deflated us right there because we were on the 15 going in, and the ball got kicked, I think, and the guy picked it up and ran it back about the 50 or the 45 on their side, and they ended up scoring. But I thought the kids overall all night played really, really well. I think it was at the half, I think Calvary Day had 77 yards of total offense, and we had 55, so it was a defensive battle. I mean, it was that we were throwing some haymakers at each other, and everybody, and they were landing too. And but I thought the kids they battled all night long, and that's all you can ask for is great effort. And it's early in the season, and I think we'll get better from it. It was a good learning tool for us.
You mentioned just a second ago that they had 50-60 players on their roster. You guys went in with 26. What type of game plan do you come up when you're at such a huge disadvantage depth-wise?
A little bit of ball control is what we did. I tried to, and then just play good defense. And, like I said, our biggest game plan was, can we run the ball here and there and throw it a little bit? And, of course, I didn't do a very good job in the passing game, but they were playing a lot of man-to-man. They were pretty physical on the perimeter. We set up a couple things, and we missed a couple plays here and there, but I thought the game plan pretty much was if we can survive and get to the fourth quarter, I felt like we could start leaning on them. And I know, like I said, it sounds really weird that you got 26 kids and you felt like you could lean on somebody that's got 65, but I think right there in that fourth quarter, we really started to, and we had the momentum. I mean, we were driving it right down the field and had Big Mo on our side, and they had their hands on their hips, and they didn't like it too well, and we were punching them in the mouth. And if we score right there, it's totally a different ball game. I mean, I don't know if we win it, but I can guarantee you it wouldn't have been no less than 20-14.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about the block punt.
Well, we're 2-for-2 the last 2 weeks. We've really worked on our special teams stealing points, and we practiced it all week, and Bryce came through again. Bryce Riley came through and blocked another one. And this time, I mean, It wasn't even like he laid out. He blocked it with his face mask. It was pretty much he was right on the dude. He hit dead in the helmet. And I thought we had the scoop and score, but it hit and went out of bounds. And Josh Meadows had picked it up, but over there on the sideline. But it was, I mean, we practiced it all week, and it was well executed. And the kids did a great job. And then we blocked an extra point and a field goal at the same time. So on the things that we had practiced all week. So our special teams has been a big – it's been a big plus right now. We're winning that third of the game. And I think with that, we hope to continue that. You know, we're going to be aggressive on special teams, and we're going to do things that hopefully we can flip the field. That's a big thing for us to flip the field. And that's what really got us that first touchdown was we flipped the field. It was a short field. I think we drove it 25 or 30 yards and punched it in, you know, and the offense executed and made some plays. And that was big for us.
You mentioned about, you know, that you had those guys with their hands on their hips and you kind of leaning on them. That takes a, you know, a great deal of effort from your kids. Talk about some of the guys that really played well Friday night.
I thought our D-line, inside linebackers, and our defense overall all night played outstanding. I think you look at the two inside linebackers, I think, Friday night was Josh Meadows and Josh Elliott. Those two guys, I think, had about 8 solo tackles apiece and about 7 or 8 assists apiece. And I thought they did a really good job. But your inside linebackers can't make that many tackles if your D-line's not occupying an offensive line and doing a good job. I thought everybody did a really good job all the way around defensively. Offensively, our offensive line, when you start leaning on somebody, it means your offensive line is just in good shape, and they're making some gaps, and we were running the ball, you know, in that fourth quarter. So I think our O-line, which has been kind of our strong suit, being able to run the ball, did a really good job up front. And so those guys continue to get better. Hopefully, you know, we can bust a couple big plays this week and, you know, get the momentum. That's one of the big things. We never was able to seize momentum Friday night, but I thought we played extremely hard.
All right. Well, more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, I wanted to ask you a question. The last segment, we started bumping up against time, so I just held it for this segment, and it's a good one. You've coached a lot of good teams since you've been here at Frederica. You've won a state championship since you've been here at Frederica. You've won region championships since you've been here at Frederica. This team goes in week one, blows out Valwood, perennial powerhouse, plays tough with GHSA, single-A private powerhouse, Calvary Day, and you start the year with 30. You go into Calvary Day with 26. Both games you've been under, you know, you've been undermanned. You're 1-1. The question is this the most mentally tough team that you have coached to this point at Frederica?
I think so. We talked about that the other day. They are pretty mentally tough. They have to, one, I don't, thank God a lot of people don't come to practice. But they take it from me during the week, all week, getting yelled at. And then they have been really, really good about being able to block out the noise and go play. I mean, a lot of teams that would have been in that situation Friday night would have been like, Coach, you're crazy. And they may have all said that when they went in the locker room. I know the parents were. And at one point, I even looked over there and saw 66 and said, God almighty, I'm an idiot. But, but I also know these guys. And I think they are just really, really mentally tough. And that plays a huge part. They're not going to give up. They're going to scrap and fight and dig and claw. And everything's going to be competitive. And nothing's been given to them. The thing that I think that we've learned the most, or they have too, was we won the state championship in 2018. And we had a ton of athletes. And I think we rested a little bit in 2019, thinking that we were super athletic. In the offseason, they really committed to being like, hey, we're going to be tough and physical. You know, if we can't make up for speed in certain areas or athleticism, we're going to be tough and physical. And then they bought into that in January and February. And then we got sent home. And then when we came back in June, they bought right back in. But most of them continued to work through March and April and May. And you're starting to see that. And I think that's our guys. That's their commitment. To trying to create that excellence again, and they've done an outstanding job. I don't even know how to explain how they overcome some of the stuff, but they do a great job. One is they're becoming very disciplined. You know, we're trying to play flawless football, and they do that every week in practice, and that's what I tell them all the time. We can't make mistakes, and we've got to play really, really sound, and they do a good job of it, and they're buying into it, you know, and they come and work hard, and that's all you can ask.
Due to a prior commitment, unfortunately, I was not able to be at the game, but I was calling another game, and I did say on the air, once the final score came across, and we were still calling our game, doing some other stuff, and I said during that game, and then Saturday on the show as well, that Frederica went into that game with 26 kids, and had the game tied at the half, 7-7, and probably in the second half, you know, with the numbers against them, had it get away from them a little bit, but went into a powerhouse in GHSA, single-A private, who beats people left and right by 30, 40 points all the time regularly, and you guys gave them all they wanted. And that my opinion is that the folks in GISA have been paying close attention to what you did in Valwood, what you did at Calvary Day, and I don't know that there's going to be too many teams in GISA they're going to want to step on the field with you.
Well, they're going to have to. So they don't have much of a choice. They're going to have to play us. And I think that's just our mentality, you know, is we're going to play really good competition. And I'm not one of those guys that goes out and says, okay, I want to schedule some cupcakes so I can get some wins so my win-loss record looks good. I'm going to go play people that are going to make us better down the stretch, you know, and so that when we get to the playoffs, we're battle-tested and our kids are going to be ready to go in any environment. I thought the environment Friday night was phenomenal. You know, they have great facilities at Calvary, turf field, you know, all of that stuff, that Jumbotron in the corner. I mean, it was outstanding to go in and play somewhere like that. It's got those magnificent facilities, and it's a big stage. And I thought our kids played really well on that big stage, and they did a good job. And, you know, I couldn't have been more proud. You know, if we don't make mistakes, like I told them, we would have snuck out there with a win. And I think a lot of people would have really been shocked then that we walked in with 26 and won.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about our injury situation. I know we went in a little shorthanded than we normally are. Are those guys feeling and looking better, and do we have any injuries in the game against Calvary Day?
We're only down one guy. Brett still got the sprained MCL, but everybody else, you know, a little battle worn from this last Friday, and I think we're trying to get our legs under us a little bit more this week, but everybody should be ready to go. We've got a few guys nicked up, beat up a little bit, but overall, I think we'll be ready. I think the kids are excited. It's another Friday night. We get to go out and play football, and they like to play, and we love to coach, and we're ready to go. I think we've got a good game plan, and it's going to be a big challenge to go to Tipped area. They're a very good football program, and it's a hard place to win, but we don't schedule any easy ones, apparently.
Paying attention to your region, I know you guys haven't gotten into region play, but as you mentioned, you go to Tipped area, who is coming off of a loss to Bullock Academy, who's in our region. I think Pineland is set to play their first game of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then Trinity is going to go to Briarwood, and I don't think that Trinity has fared so well to start the season.
No, I think Trinity and St. Andrews, I don't think either one of those guys have won a game yet. I think St. Andrews may have tied when I was looking at it. Pinewood's opening games this week. They've had the COVID bug apparently over there. And Bullock, I think, is 2-1. And I think they beat Tipped area. They beat Tipped area this past week. It was a really good football game. It was a 38-32 score. And Tipped area is a really good team. They made a couple turnovers, a couple mistakes, and Bullock capitalized on it. And that was one of the things that I think when you look at it, that was score could be a little misleading too. But Tipped had to go to Bullock, and that was a tough game. They do a lot of things really well on defense, and they're a really good offensive team. They're very well balanced. They run the ball well, and they throw the ball really well. So we're going to have our hands, full this Friday night playing defense. And offensively, they're big up front again, so we're going to have to stay in there and beat on them a little bit. Hopefully we can wear them down. They don't have the numbers of a Calvary Day, so they're playing a lot of guys both ways. So it's going to be kind of similar for both teams.
When we come back, we'll dive a little bit more into the Tipped area game. We will be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, coach, so let's go ahead and talk about the Tipped area game. You guys are going to make the trip to Chula, Georgia. For those folks that are familiar with Chula, tell us where Chula is.
I've been there one time. It's kind of right beside the interstate, I think. There's something right by it there behind the stadium.
Good description.
And there's not much there besides the school in Chula. So right near Tipton, but we're going to go over there. And it's a very tough place to play. That's the one thing I do know. And they play really hard. And Coach Soliday's a really, really good football coach. And he and I have a really good relationship, and we kind of talk to each other pretty much weekly. He called and checked on us when we got suspended for play there for about 10 days with the COVID, and he wanted to make sure that everybody was good. And, you know, he and I have a good relationship, working relationship, and we kind of thought we were going to play each other a couple years ago in the state championship when they were undefeated, and then didn't happen. So it'll be a tough game. They're a good program, and he's done a really good job with them.
Well, they're 1-1 on the season, their first game of the year. They beat Community Christian 43-20, and then, of course, last week they fell to Bullock 38-32 to the Gators. So 1-1, averaging 37.5 points, giving up 29. I feel like if Frederica scores 29 points, the defense isn't giving up 30.
We better not. I'll just say that. I think our defense is playing really well. They understand what we're trying to do for the most part. We're still ironing a few things out, but we're getting there. We're getting better and better every week, and I think we'll continue. But this week we've got a little bit of depth. We're actually rotating a bunch of kids through at practice, so kids are playing multiple spots, but we're able to get some guys off the field and give them a break. And that's big, so that in the fourth quarter we've got who we want on the field and making plays. So getting everybody healthy, that's going to be a big thing for us Friday night, because they do a really good job offensively. They run a bunch of different schemes. They're more of a spread scheme, but they can get in there and power run with it a little bit out of it and do some things. And I think it's going to be a good game all the way around, offensively and defensively. Their defense, they're going to be in a 3-3-5. They like to slant and blitz a lot, so they're going to bring the pressure, and we got to be ready to take it. And so we've kind of developed a game plan a certain way that maybe we can get it out of the blitz and out of the pressure some, and get it on the edge and do a few things. Hopefully we'll be able to play and get it out there and go.
They were over there in that region with Brookwood, Bowwood, and Southland. Not particularly an easy region to be in.
No.
So, you know, my point to that is we've already played one team from that region and we blew them out. So then you have turn around and have Bullock beat them as well. So to this point, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, our region is 2-0 against their region.
I think so far, yeah. You know, hopefully we'll be 3-0 at the end of it this week. I don't know who everybody else plays. I think, did you say Pinewood plays Southland this week too?
Yes.
So I don't know. You know, I don't really look at a lot of those things. I know you all like to compare the teams and the scores, and like Bullock lost by 40 to Calvary and we lost by 20, so we're 20 points better than Bullock. And I don't know how y'all come up with that. I'm sure that's in the Jason Bishop power rankings, but, you know, it's part of it. I knew it would be. So it's one of those logarithms that you roll in there on this oven. But, you know, I don't really look at that. I just look at matchups, and they're good up front on offense, and they're good up front on defense, and they've got some pretty good skill players. Their quarterback's really talented. He can run and throw. So we're going to have our hands full. So, you know, I think our region overall, though, is probably the best region top to bottom, with the top three teams being, you know, us, Bullock, and Pinewood, and no order to there. I think our three teams, you can put them against about anybody, and it's going to be a really competitive football game. If not, most of the time we're going to win, and our region guys will. So I think it's going to be a good one.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned about the kids that you had coming back. So if my math is right, that means we're going to be going in with 29 kids?
We're going in with 29 this week, yeah. We're up to 29. We're almost a full dirty 30. But we've got to let Brett, he's getting that knee healed up, and then we got everybody else back, and that's good. And so we get a little depth, because that was four starters. So, you know, I know a lot of people go, it's only four kids, but that's four guys that roll in, and that's huge. You know, we had Chase, he wasn't there this week, and he's one of our receivers and DBs, and then Jacob Hagan, that linebacker, wasn't in, and so you lose him. At the inside linebacker, and then Brett and Will Counts on the D-line and offensive lines. You know, that's a big loss going into teams like Calvary, and we were down those four guys that rotated in and started all the time. So for us to get those back, that's a big boost for us, and it will give us a little more depth.
Any particular thing that you feel like that you need to do to win the football game other than not turning the football over?
We're going to have to be good on offense. We've got to be balanced. We talked about it. I've got to get out of my fear of not throwing the ball. right now, so we got to go and throw the football, and we got to balance it up. We need to be, as I'm not going to say 50-50, so if I can get to 65-35, I'll feel good about it, but right now, you know, we've got to be balanced up, and I know my wife's looking at me with that weird look. That's nowhere near balanced, but that's pretty balanced in my mathematical head. If we can run the ball well, if we can run the ball well and get behind Kyle and Jordan and that offensive line and let those guys feed those two and then throw it a little bit and make them chase us, I feel like we got a chance to win it.
So, Coach, going into the game Friday night, one thing I wanted to mention is when I think about it, you would have a win over Valwood, and then if you win Friday night, another win over another GISA powerhouse in Tift area, and the only loss that you would have would be to GHSA powerhouse Calvary Day. That'd be really hard to keep you out of the Jason Bishop top 10 high school football power rankings.
Oh my gosh, here we go. These power rankings again.
Would you be more than five?
You would be amazed at how often it gets mentioned to me anywhere, everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Where everybody's waiting on the formula and the logarithm that you use. So I understand, you know, for me not to be in trouble at home, boys, we got to win so that we're in Jason Bishop's power rankings again. Because my wife wants us to be in the power rankings.
I want us to be above five.
She wants us to be above five in the power rankings. So we better get our mind right, gentlemen, okay? Because if the real Coach Derek shows up, we're going to have a problem in practice. I'm just letting you know.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derek on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derek Show. I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.